Welcome back. In this lesson, we're diving into a really powerful advanced transition technique for jungle and old-school DnB vibes in Ableton Live 12, the stepper system with transition offset. Now, this is not just about throwing in a riser and hoping it saves the drop. This is about building tension in a way that actually feels like drum and bass. It feels rhythmic. It feels chopped. It feels like the groove itself is leaning forward, losing balance on purpose, and then snapping back hard on beat one. So the big idea is simple. Instead of having all your transition elements hit perfectly on the grid, you stagger them. Some things arrive a little early, some a little late, and some spill behind the bar. That offset motion is what creates that classic jungle pressure. It sounds alive. It sounds mechanical. And if you do it right, it makes the drop feel way bigger without cluttering up the low end. Let's build this in a practical way. First, choose the phrase you want to transition out of. In DnB, this is usually the last four bars before drop, but if your arrangement is more spacious, you can stretch that to 8 bars. The main thing is to think in phrases, not random effects. Mark your transition zone clearly. Set a locator where the transition starts, another for the last 2 bars, and one for the drop entry. That keeps the whole thing musical and helps you hear the buildup as a journey instead of a pile of effects. Next, create a dedicated transition group. I like to keep it clean and organized, so make a group called Stepper FX. Inside that, create 3 lanes of responsibility, one for break slice effects, one for noise or atmosphere FX, and one for impact or tail FX. That division matters because each layer has a different job. The break slices bring the groove. The noise layer brings motion and lift. The impact layer lands the final punch and clears the path for the drop. On the group itself, start with utility. If there's any low-mid energy in there, don't let it spread wide. Keep the width controlled, and if needed, automate width later only on the higher elements. After utility, add EQ 8 and high pass the whole transition somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the arrangement is really dense, you can push that higher. The reason is straightforward. Your transition should never fight the kick and sob. In drum and bass, the drop has to land with authority, and that means the effects need to stay out of the way. Now let's source the actual step pattern. You can use a classic break loop, a rendered drum edit from your project, or even chopped fragments from an Amen-style break. That old-school jungle DNA works especially well when the source already has ghost notes, little kick pickups, and snare detail. If you need to warp, keep it tight. Beats mode is often your friend here, especially if you're slicing transient heavy drum material. If you want more control, slice it into drum rack or use simpler in slice mode. At this point, build a 1-bar MIDI phrase from the break slices. Keep it sparse. Don't overfill it. You want a kick ghost, a snare pickup, a hat shuffle, maybe a reversed fragment. The magic is not in how many hits you use. The magic is in where those hits sit against the grid. And here's the core of the whole system. Transition offset. Duplicate that 1-bar idea across 4 bars, and then start shifting the internal events slightly from bar to bar. Maybe bar 1 is basically centered. In bar 2, nudge some hits late by 10 to 25 milliseconds. In bar 3, push another set a little later, maybe 20 to 40 milliseconds. Then in bar 4, leave one hit slightly ahead of the grid, and use that little gap to drop in a reverse tail. This is where the stepper feeling comes from. It's like the phrase is tumbling forward in stages. It's not random, and it's not sloppy. It's controlled instability. And for jungle and old school DnB, that's exactly the vibe. One thing to remember, don't offset everything the same way. That gets boring fast. Try different offset behavior per layer. Let the drums drift slightly late, let the noise lean early, and let the tails spill behind the beat. That contrast creates depth. It makes the transition feel like it's moving in 3 dimensions instead of just sliding in one direction. Now let's make the break slices hit harder. Put drum bus on the break track and start gently. A bit of drive, a little crunch, and maybe a touch of transience if you want more snap. Be careful with boom here. Usually, for transition work, you want that low end mostly out of the way. Then follow with saturator for a bit more density and grit. You don't need to smash it. You just want enough character, so the chopped break cuts through the mix without having to be turned up too loud. If the slices are getting too sharp or spiky, use compression lightly. A fast attack and medium release can tame the peaks while keeping the groove alive. Again, the goal is not polished perfection. The goal is a controlled snarl. Now move to the noise or atmosphere layer. This is where you can create that rising pressure without resorting to a generic EDM-style riser. Use auto filter, echo, and reverb. You can also add hybrid reverb if you want a more textured space. Start with a low-pass or band-pass filter and automated opening across the phrase. Maybe you begin around 400 Hz and gradually open toward 8 or even 12 kHz, depending on how bright you want the transition to feel. Add just a bit of resonance to give the filter some attitude. Then use echo sparingly, maybe with a dotted eighth or quarter note timing, and keep the feedback modest. You don't want a wall of delay. You want delay throws, short bursts of space that appear on the final hit of a bar, or maybe every second bar. That punctuated motion is very stepper. It feels like the transition is climbing one stair at a time. On the final hit or final half bar, let the reverb bloom a little more. Then cut it off cleanly so the drop has space to hit. That contrast is huge. If the transition is all wash and no discipline, the drop loses impact. So shape the tail with intention. For the impact and reverse tail, keep it simple and effective. A reverse crash, reverse snare swell, or a short sub-less impact can do the job beautifully. Run it through auto filter if you want a rising sweep. Then use reverb on the tail only. If the sound needs to bloom briefly, automate width with utility, but remember to bring it back in before the drop. You want the drop itself to feel centered, dry, and focused. A really strong old-school move here is to use a reverse cymbal or reverse snare rather than some huge cinematic hit. That keeps the language of the transition closer to breakbeat culture. It sounds like it belongs in the track instead of sitting on top of it. If you want extra flexibility, set up a couple of return tracks. One can beat a short dub delay, and the other can be a longer atmospheric wash. Keep both of them high passed so they don't muddy the low end. Then send selected hits into them using automation. This is a great way to make your transition feel alive without having to print a different effect on every track. It also lets you resample your best moments later if you want to turn the transition into a solid audio stem. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the phrase really comes to life. Don't automate everything at once. That's a common mistake. Instead, pick one anchor element that stays relatively steady and let the other layers orbit around it. Maybe the break stays consistent while the filter opens and the delay send grows. Maybe the noise layer is the one that keeps the movement while the drum slices become more clipped. The point is to create a sense of progression without turning the whole thing into chaos. A solid four-bar pattern might look like this. Bars 1 and 2 are mostly dry and restrained. Bars 3 and 4 get more send into delay and reverb. The filter opens more, the break gets more clipped or more offset, and the final half bar gives you a quick flash of width plus a reverse tail. Then beat one lands clean, dry, and powerful. That's the stepper system in action. It's not just a sound design trick, it's a phrase design trick. If you want to get more advanced, try polymetric offsets. Build one layer over four bars and another over three bars. Let them read a line on the drop. That gives you a subtle wrong-footed feeling that can be really effective in jungle or darker, DNB, or try odd bar displacement, where only the last hit of bar 2 and bar 4 gets shifted. That creates broken tension without making the whole thing feel messy. Another strong variation is negative space. Instead of adding more and more layers as the transition progresses, remove elements. Pull things away so the phrase gets emptier and more focused. If the final sound is chosen well, that can hit even harder than a busy fill. In DNB, silence or near silence right before the drop can be devastating in the best way. Also, pay attention to the mid-range. If the fill starts masking the drop, it's often not a volume problem. It's a density problem around 300 Hz to 1.5 kHz. So if things feel crowded, clear out the mids before you start lowering the faders. Once the transition feels right, resample it to Audino. This is a great move, because it lets you trim the front and back precisely, clean up excess tail, and lock in the strongest version of the fill. In a lot of DNB arrangements, it's better to commit the transition to audio so you can shape it like a performance. Then check it in mono with utility to make sure the low end stays clean and the FX don't collapse into mud. Here is the mindset to keep throughout the process. The offset is not an editing gimmick. It's a groove tool. If the transition feels too perfect, it probably needs a few elements nudged out of time. Not everything, just enough to make the phrase feel like it's breathing and leaning. So to recap the workflow, choose your phrase zone, build a dedicated stepper FX group, source a break-based rhythmic pattern, offset different layers in different ways, add saturation and drum processing for bite, use filter and delay automation to create lift, place a reverse tail or impact at the end, then resample and trim it so the drop lands clean. If you get this right, you'll have a transition that feels raw, rhythmic, and proper for old-school jungle and DNB. It won't sound like a generic riser. It'll sound like the track itself is stepping into the drop. For your practice, Try building two versions from the same source idea. Make one version gritty and brick-clad for old-school jungle. Make the other more restrained and spacious for a darker ruler. Same core method, different attitude. That's how you start turning this technique into your own signature. All right, let's build it.